This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's get a snapshot of the wider financial markets now. And there have been strong gains on Wall Street at the end of a week when prices had been seriously on the slide. A little earlier, I spoke to Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street and asked him for his verdict on the day given the performance of stocks during previous trading sessions.
It's a miracle. Suddenly we went from no oil to the world's awash in oil, and the bank balance sheets that are toxic, the ones that are pristine, and it all happened in 24 hours.
So you're a little bit skeptical, are you, about this bounce back?
It's impossible. Your crude oil should not rise 11%. There's no circumstances except some sort of cataclysm in the Middle East where that should happen. It makes no sense.
There's a lot of speculation, though, that OPEC is going to cut production. So you don't think that's likely?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is trading on speculation to the extent of 11-12%, which is literally worth hundreds of billions of dollars in oil, it doesn't make sense. I understand why people would be slightly happy, but that's way too large a rebound.
And, of course, as well, it comes after comments by the chair of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, which were pretty downbeat, weren't they?
They were downbeat. There have been a couple other things that happened today. Bank of America dropped its target for the S&P by 200 points from 220 to 2,000. So the thing with Janet Yellen is one of a whole forest of things that's happened recently that indicate that the U.S. economy is not going to be particularly good this year, and that there's pessimism about the stock markets.
Well, that was Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 2% at 15,973. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 3.1% at 57.07. Gold is trading at $1,238 an ounce. And March, New York light crude oil was up $2.81 at $29.2 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.